You're listening to SBS News.
A major easing of restrictions in Melbourne is allowing Melburnians to shop and travel to regional Victoria. The city is entering the next phase of the process out of lockdown, ahead of the state hitting an 80% full vaccination target. Non-essential retail, gyms and entertainment venues can reopen, and the outdoor mask mandate is removed. Pubs, restaurants, hairdressers and beauticians can host more patrons. Weddings and funerals can host 500 fully vaccinated people, and community sport will also resume. But it's not going to be exactly as it was before the pandemic. Palace Cinema CEO Benjamin Zakola told Radio 3AW customers will notice some changes.
I think the first thing people will notice is that we prefer booking online. That way we can make sure that we've got distancing and spacing all perfect. And when they come in to present their tickets, we'll also be asking to see the vaccination status.
Victoria Police say they're preparing for the busiest weekend on the state's waterways since last summer, as boat owners and users and jet ski riders take advantage of eased travel restrictions. Significant boating activity is expected along the coast, at lakes and rivers, with water police to patrol locations statewide. Police are urging operators to make sure vessels are in working order, to check weather conditions before heading out, and to carry the required safety equipment. Inspector Greg Barris from the state's Water Police Squad highlights the dangers of consuming alcohol while boating and warns there are significant penalties for vessel operators detected over the blood alcohol limit.
We're expecting this weekend to be very busy. As we know, as of 5:59 on Friday evening, regional Victoria will be open to those people that have been locked down in the metropolitan area. We expect there to be an influx of vessels and operators into our coastal areas. And as such, the Water Police will be out statewide enforcing the provisions of the Marine Act, but also looking out for our people.
Victoria has recorded 1,656 new local COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours and 10 deaths, while 78% of over 16-year-olds have been fully vaccinated. COVID-19 restrictions have also been lifted across the Australian Capital Territory as it prepares to resume further cross-border travel next week. Masks will no longer be required outdoors, while the number of people that can gather at home will double from 5 to 10. Outdoor gatherings can have up to 30 people, while density limits will increase for pubs, restaurants and cafes. 10 new cases have been reported in the ACT. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Australia will avoid a second COVID-19 recession. Extended lockdowns in Victoria and New South Wales were expected to devastate the economy. But Mr. Frydenberg has told Channel 7 the economy has shown enormous resilience, which he attributes to the government's unprecedented COVID payments.
This has been the biggest economic shock since the Great Depression. Back last year, Treasury were telling me that the unemployment rate could reach as high as 15%. Today it's 4.6%. And we got some more positive economic news overnight, with around an $8 billion improvement to the budget bottom line as a result of businesses reopening, as a result of people going back to work.
However, Treasury Secretary Stephen Kennedy told the Senate Estimates Committee this week the estimated drop in the quarterly gross domestic product was the second highest on record. And a jump in the cost of fuel has helped inflation to rise, with the Official Bureau of Statistics measure of consumer prices up 3% from this time last year. In Queensland, the incoming Chief Health Officer, Dr. Crispin Hajkowicz, has resigned from the post just days before he was due to take over from Dr. Jeanette Young. Dr. Young is to be sworn in as Governor of Queensland on Monday. The state's Department of Health says Dr. Hajkowicz is resigning for personal reasons. From Monday, the state's health program will be run by Dr. Young's deputies as it struggles to improve its lagging vaccination rates. Shane Cheapley is Queensland's vaccine coordinator.
Our health staff will go, we'll have a conversation with people in the homes about why vaccination's important, and make sure that they've got the best advice available to them to make an informed decision to be vaccinated.
Only 62.4% of Queenslanders have been fully vaccinated, the second lowest rate in the country, with only Western Australia having a lower rate. The New South Wales government plans to introduce coronavirus rapid test kits in all state schools if a trial is successful. A pilot program for rapid antigen home testing kits will begin in the town of Albury next week. The kits are to be distributed by schools for use at home by staff and students who have to do a test twice a week as part of a community surveillance. Education Minister Sarah Mitchell told TGB it's about minimising school closures.
Down there particularly, they've had 15 schools interrupted over the last couple of weeks. And so we think it's a really good opportunity to trial at-home testing, see what the benefits can be for education, and then also look to expand that potentially to other parts of the state should the need arise.
New South Wales has recorded 268 new local COVID-19 cases and 2 deaths, with 86.5% of over 16s vaccinated. The federal government has announced plans to spend $180 million on support for caring for COVID victims in the community rather than in hospitals. Health Minister Greg Hunt says supporting GPs to treat COVID patients in their community will enable people to be treated in their homes. This includes extra support for telehealth consultations, extra equipment to detect when a patient's condition is worsening, and support for pharmacies. Royal Australian College of General Practitioners President Dr. Karen Price says this is a step forward for the health service.
We're looking forward to this because it also signals a new era in what I would call an integrated health system, where the state health system, which is largely hospital-based, and the community health system, which is GP and practice nurse-based, are working together for Australia's health system, which has been a really historic event coming out of an international pandemic. If there is a silver lining, I hope that's one that will continue.
Finally, COVID-19 vaccines have made their first journey to Australia's Antarctic stations. A plane sent by Australia with Pfizer vaccine doses has touched down at Wilkins Aerodrome, destined for 27 expeditioners at Casey Station. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.